Our story begins in the Westside Hospital third floor waiting room, where Rex is alone when Perry walks up.
Rex, are you all right? Is everything okay with your mom?
Perry, hi. Yeah, my mother is okay. Well, she hasn't been herself the past couple of days, but physically she's fine.
Did something happen?
I'm not sure. She was able to write nurse on a pad of paper for me, but I don't know what she was trying to tell me.
Well, let me know if I could be of any help to you.
I got a call from Dr. Leonard a few minutes ago.
You got your HIV test results back?
Yes. I'm negative, Perry.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
My tests were negative.
Oh, Rex. I knew they would be. We've been so careful.
I know, but I need to hear that confirmed officially.
You know I would never have forgiven myself if I infected you, Rex.
Perry, I know this isn't the best place to talk, but I don't want you to think that I'm angry with you because I thought you had given me HIV.
I didn't think that. You've had an honest reaction to the whole situation, and that's all I could have asked.
I'm just totally confused right now, and I need some time to think. But don't take that as a lack of concern about how you're doing. What has your doctor told you?
Well, I had some additional tests run to check on my CD4 count and my viral load. We're going to do another round of tests to verify. But as of right now, my viral load is pretty good. Dr. Kumar wants to delay starting any medications until after the next set of tests.
So, that sounds like good news, right?
Yeah. As good as I could have hoped for at this point.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that.
Me too. I know at some point I'll have to go on the meds, and it really scares me.
Perry, can I give you a hug?
Oh, Rex. I've been waiting to hear you say that ever since I found out. Rex, is everything going to be all right?
It has to be, Perry. It has to be.
In her apartment, Alexandra has returned from Monroe and is talking with Lucas.
Okay, Lucas, time to get ready.
Ready for what?
For school. We're enrolling you at Windsor Academy today.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, your father agreed to sign the enrollment papers, and I've managed to get you a partial scholarship. So, you're in.
Where's the school at?
It's not far from here, just a few blocks away.
But where am I going to stay?
Well, you're going to stay with me for a while longer, and we'll figure out all the details later. For now, just be happy that you're not going back to Monroe.
Alexandra, I can't believe you did this for me.
Hey, I had to do something. I can't leave you here all day. You're eating all my groceries.
You're a real nice lady.
Oh, God. Don't you ever say that again.
You're funny. You see yourself as all big and bad, but you're not really like that.
Just try eating all my double strawberry ice cream again, Lucas, and you'll find out.
What am I supposed to wear? What kind of school is it?
We're meeting the dean today, so try to look presentable.
I don't have anything nice, Alexandra.
Hey, what you have on is good enough. Maybe just change your shirt. Put on that black one that you were wearing the other day.
Okay.
So what's been going on here today? Did Andy call?
No, but Chuck is back.
Oh, yeah? How was his vacation?
It must have been good because he brought back a daughter.
A what?
He has a teenage daughter with him now.
How in the hell did that happen?
I don't know, but she seems stuck up to me. I don't like her at all.
In Blake's office at Manhattan Monthly, Charlie has just arrived.
All right, Blake, I'm here. Now, would you mind telling me what was so important that I needed to come all the way to your office to hear in person?
I want to invite you to a dinner party.
A dinner party? You mean to tell me you made me come all the way over here to invite me to a dinner party? You could have called for that, Blake.
Well, I didn't think you would come if I just called you, so I wanted to ask you in person.
Do you not realize that I have more important things to do with my time than drop everything to come and have a brotherly dispute with you?
Oh, yes, since when?
You know what? Forget this. I can't believe you've wasted my time like this. I'm not interested in coming to your little dinner party, Blake. Okay? I'm out of here.
Charlie, wait. Look, I didn't intend for this to turn into another brotherly dispute. I'm planning a family dinner, and I honestly would like for you to be there.
Okay. Fine, I'll bite. What's the occasion? What's it for?
For a lot of reasons. I don't know if Terry's told you, but I'm seeing Marilyn Marsden now.
Marilyn Marsden? You're kidding me. You're not kidding me. When and how the hell did this happen?
Well, we ran into each other after the trial, and then one thing led to another.
Really? Interesting. Now, how does this tie into your family dinner? Is there some amazing revelation I should know about ahead of time?
Marilyn's brother recently died, and we've both had family on our minds.
You have family on your mind? You've never cared about your family a day in your life.
Charlie, it's not that I didn't care. It's just that I didn't want anything to do with Turner.
Yeah, or me.
I'm receiving an award tonight from the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition.
Bravo. Kudos to you.
My mother died of ovarian cancer. I'm not sure how much you know about what happened to her.
Well, not much.
This whole award business just stirred up a lot of feelings in me that I have about my mother's death. But I don't want to get into all that. The point is that Marilyn and I have both been thinking about our families, and we thought it would be a good idea to get them together.
So this little shindig of yours, I'm guessing it includes Marilyn's family too?
Yes, she has a sister in Manhattan, so it'll be the five of us. And you're welcome to bring somebody if you'd like.
Well, when is this little gathering taking place?
It's tomorrow night. Now, what do you say?
I don't know. Blake, I'm a busy man. Tomorrow is really, really short notice. I'll have to get back to you.
Charlie, come on.
Blake, you know, I would appreciate it if you would stop looking at me as a joke, all right? I'm not playing games here. I do have many other things going on, whether you want to accept it or not. In fact, I'm in the process of buying TM Productions.
You're buying a company?
Yeah. Don't seem so shocked, big brother. It's about time I take control of my life and start working towards my future, don't you think?
And what brought on this change of attitude?
Adriana Cummings.
Well, then I guess we owe her a debt of gratitude. I can't believe it's lasted this long.
No, Blake. It turns out you were all right about her. Adrienne and I are through. Happy? In fact, I despise her. She did teach me a lesson, however, about being in control. A lesson I'll never forget.
Well, at least some good came out of it.
I have to get out of here. I have a late meeting scheduled for tomorrow night about this purchase, but I'll try to be there. Really.
Good. And bring someone if you want.
Yeah, maybe I will.
In Central Park, Andrew and Connie have just sat down on a park bench.
I'm so glad to see a sunny day after all this rain we've been having.
Yeah, it's nice.
You seem kind of distracted today, Adam. Is there something on your mind that you'd like to talk about?
Yes, but I don't want to lose you. No, I'm fine. Everything's just fine.
Okay. You know, once again, you rescued me from a long day. Thanks for suggesting coming to the park.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, Connie. Spending time with you is a total pleasure. I don't want to lose that.
Why would you lose it?
Because we are from such different worlds. I mean, you're a lawyer, and I'm just a busboy at Wilson's Diner.
And that means we can't be friends? Why do you think that?
I'm only trying to brace myself for the day when you realize that I'm not good enough for you.
Adam, come on. Have I ever even once given you any indication I thought something like that? Give me some credit here. I like you as a person, and that's why I've been spending time with you. I thought you felt the same way about me.
I do. I'm sorry, Connie. Maybe I'm being just a bit paranoid here. You're like an angel sent to me, and I'm just feeling a bit, unworthy. That's all.
Well, stop thinking like that. I feel lucky to have met you, too. The older you get, the harder it seems to meet real friends. So if we found that with each other, then I'm grateful.
And what if I tell you that I'm interested in pursuing more than just a friendship with you? Is that something you'd be open to?
Oh, Adam, I don't know. I just think we should take it slow and see where it goes from here. I have a lot of things to consider, like my son.
I understand. But you're not saying absolutely not, so that means there's hope.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.